Probably the first time you've seen somebody with one of these up here, huh? Yeah. I just want to remind you all of one thing that you need to learn and understand that if the bishop comes calling, you tell him how great I am here today, all right? That's the main thing you need to know. No, really, just kidding, but it would be appreciated if you did. So. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you today in this wonderful place, a place called your church, your people. And Lord, as we hear your word, open our hearts and our minds to that word. May it fill us with grace and love, but it also may it challenge us to think about what it is you are calling us to do and be about. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for the warm invitation and warm welcome that I got from several of you already. It's nice to be here. My name is Pastor Dennis. I was surprised I drove in and my name's on the board out there. It's like, who does that anymore? I mean, it's like, well, so thank you for that. I took a picture just so I could show my wife because she wouldn't believe it. But I live in Linden, Michigan. Nobody's ever heard of Linden, but you all have heard of Fenton, right? Everybody knows where Fenton is. Well, Linden is 4 miles west of Fenton. Linden is separated by a couple of big lakes and US 23 to the west. And that's where I come from at this point in my life. And I'm in between calls. What I normally do in congregations is and I'm in the other synod, so don't hold that against me, being in from Southeast Michigan Synod. But what I normally do is transition work, and we call ourselves transition pastors, which we come into places like what you're going to be experiencing, a transition in pastoral leadership. And we do a process, and it takes a little bit of time. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on you, the congregation. And so my suggestion to you, as I was mentioning to, and I can't remember your name back there, I said if a congregation, I always share with the congregation, if you have an open heart and open mind, this will be the greatest experience you've ever had. If not, it's going to be a miserable year for the both of us. So I hope you have an open heart and open mind, that you have a heart for Jesus and what Jesus is talking to you, which I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, but you have an open heart for what Jesus is saying and speaking to you over the next several months. How many of you really need a vacation? I mean, really need a vacation. I mean, you're tired, right? I mean, you're really tired. You've had enough, right? And you're just hoping just for a few restful moments, right? I mean, I've been sort of on vacation since April 1st, but since Easter, as I'm in between stuff. But I need a rest too, you know. It's been very burdensome. As I can imagine for many of you, it's been a burdensome year. Maybe things haven't gone the way you've wanted. Perhaps you just want to let it all go. That would be a great thing. Whatever it is, just let it go. Perhaps maybe we need to learn some Zen meditation here, huh? Where we can be quiet and restful. Or yoga. Or as in the Christian tradition, a time of contemplation. A time of contemplation. To be in a space, a place, somewhere where you can find rest. Quiet. You've been working hard. Life's been a struggle for some. I heard someone saying something about fishing. That's not hard work. But a place where you can find a sense of peace. This seems to be the plan Jesus has for himself and his friends. You see, his friends have been out in the village, in the neighborhoods, doing evangelism. That's a dirty word, right? We don't want to talk about evangelism. I'm not going to talk about it. But they've been out working. They're tired. They're famished. And they come to Jesus telling him the stories of their experience, how people shared their lives, how some of them came to faith in Jesus. And they're excited about it. Some of them haven't had such a good time. As Jesus mentions in his instructions, well, if somebody doesn't listen to you, kick the dust off your feet and move on. And so now they come to Jesus. And Jesus sees that they're tired. They've been working hard. Jesus is tired too, I think. He says, guys, I got a suggestion. Let's go to a place where we can be alone and have some quiet time, some me time with one another, so we can let it go. Let it go. So that's the plan. A plan for a vacation. I'm sure that's what they thought. Especially Peter. I'm sure that's what he thought. Hey, we're going to get a vacation. A time out. But that's why the question. How many of you are tired and need a rest? You've been busy. I need a rest. Many of us are tired in our lives. Tired of the stone that we work at every day. We might love our job, but sometimes it just gets to be too much. We're tired of school, right? Although it's summertime, and I want to go back to school. That way I can know. We're tired. But maybe that's why Jesus makes this suggestion to have rest. They and we needed to have a place to go. Kind of a desert place, if you will. Place where there's no distractions. A place where we can see and listen to Jesus speak to us. You see, it's the desert places, the wilderness places in our lives that the gospel becomes far more open to us. When things don't seem to be going the way they should be going and we're tired, the gospel has a different ring to it. Our ears tend to be more sensitive. And maybe Jesus recognizes this in his friends, because maybe his friends are getting a little complacent. Things have been going pretty well. Maybe they're getting a little too comfortable. Maybe a bit too predictable. Perhaps that's why Jesus wants to take his friends to a quiet place, so that they can hear more clearly, and Jesus can teach them some things that he needs them to know. We have reason to believe that Jesus did something like this frequently. In the very beginning of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12, Jesus goes out in the desert. And who does he meet there in the desert? Famous story, Satan. And Satan tempts him. A few verses later, verse 35, Jesus gets up early in the morning and he leaves and he goes to a solitary place, a desert place, a lonely place, depending on the translation you're reading, so he could be alone. What are some of the places that you go to be alone? What are some of the places that you find quiet in your life? Or don't you? I don't have a place like that, maybe. Most of us don't like the desert or the wilderness. Much too difficult, much too dry and dusty. Thank you very much, but I'll pass. And so it's my understanding that you're going to be entering a wilderness time as a congregation with the retirement of Pastor Don. Transitions can often be tiring places to be. Transitions can often be hard and difficult. But transitions are how we grow as individuals, but also as a congregation. You see, it's the wilderness time of in-between that opens us up to far greater opportunities that God is placing on our hearts. This journey of in-between for me hasn't been a cakewalk, let me tell you. I've never been this far in-between in a call as I have been right now. I've been able to go from one to the next within a matter of weeks, month at best. April, May, June, July, it's been 4 months that I've had a transition call. I don't like it. You're not going to like being on this transition either. But I can tell you it can be one of the greatest opportunities that you will have as a congregation to discover or rediscover who God has called to this place at this time. It will be an opportunity for you to re-engage with your community, your town, in a different way. You see, it's going to be different. I guarantee you, it's going to be different. When your transition pastor gets here, he's going to be different than your previous pastor. I'm different. And just by being different, it's going to make things somewhat difficult because that's not how we did it before. We've never done it this way, right? You know all that stuff. But it will be a great opportunity for you as St. Paul Lutheran in Reed City to discover what God is calling you to be about into the future. What is that mission that God is leading you to? What vision from God is God going to place here amongst you? Those are going to be things you're going to be talking about. Will you be open to it? Will you be able to let go of whatever it lets go of in your congregation so that you can engage in your community in a fuller way, in a way that God wants you to do? Are you listening to what Jesus is saying? Yes, get some rest, folks. This is a time to take a break. Get some rest, because I'm going to do something special. I wish he would tell us when. I would really like to know. So it's an important thing to be listening for, listening to Jesus. Luther Seminary professor Caroline Lewis says this of our challenge of finding rest. We keep things like institutions, people that are close to us, the traditions. But in many ways, these have lost their purpose and usefulness a long time ago. These are your safety nets. But Jesus points us to a different place. Can we let go long enough to see where Jesus may lead? Can we let go long enough to see where Jesus may lead? So at the end of the day, my friends, I count you as friends. I hope you see me as the same. At the end of the day, friends, Jesus wants to get some rest. He's really not allowed to get much rest, I don't think, because people are pursuing him. People are coming after him. In the first part of our story, that's what it is. The second part of the story, which really doesn't make much sense, I don't think, in the lectionary, is that because you got all kinds of stuff that's happening in between. If you read that section of the gospel, Jesus feeds 5,000 people, he walks on water, and then he goes and heals a bunch of people. We missed that part. But on one hand, the first part of the story that Jesus talks about getting rest is much needed. It's much needed in our time and in our place. The world is spinning somewhat out of control. And we need to find a resting spot to rest. Jesus healed and he taught, and they kept going. They got a little rest. But that doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't want us to take time for rest either. We need to do that as well. So, Jesus wants us to let it go. To let it go, whatever it may be. Jesus desires us to find rest in the times that we can find rest, and I hope you do that. I hope that you find the time to listen to what Jesus is speaking to you about for the future mission of this place, for the opportunity to discover what God is going to place before you. Because it's God's vision, right, that we're after. It's God's vision that we discern. You see, Jesus is in the restoration and resurrection business. So our question is this, that I leave you with. Are you willing to let it go? Amen.